and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. One of the most discussed economic issues involving the aftermath of the virus crisis is what will change with our supply chain. We have already talked with some companies on this show who have changed their sourcing from China to the U.S. Will that shift become more widespread? Mark Ferguson is the Dewey H. Johnson Professor of Operations and Supply Chain in the Darla Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia, and this is part 7 in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time. It's part of a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department, and this will be followed up with a live Zoom conference on this topic this coming Monday, June 8th at 3 p.m. And Mark joins us now by phone from his home office. Mark, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
First of all, give us a picture of what the supply chain means to our state. South Carolina is certainly home to a lot of distribution centers and logistics operations.
Yes, absolutely. Probably more so than your average state. We're kind of at a crossroads for the southeast here. So many distribution centers and trucks going up and down our interstates. And of course, the port of Charleston, quite frankly, a reason a lot of the manufacturers move here is the easy access to the core customer base, the interstate network, and of course, the port.
Well, that seems to be becoming more and more important. Where is manufacturing located? So much of it is overseas, but so much of it is also now being looked at to repatriate and move back here to the U.S. Are you seeing that that will indeed become a trend?
Well, I think it's already been a trend. We may not have maybe noticed it because it's a slow-moving trend, or has been a slow-moving trend. But certainly as, you know, the actual manufacturing itself becomes more automated, then the advantages of producing faraway places just for the labor cost diminishes. So it makes more sense economically to start bringing some of that production back.
A fairly historically recent innovation in supply chain, I guess, and I think maybe Walmart is credited with this, and that's the just-in-time inventory concept. Is that contributed to many of these shortages that we've seen since this pandemic started, such as toilet paper?
Well, probably true credit for the just-in-time goes to Toyota. Walmart kind of copied those techniques, you know, from a retailer's perspective. But what it does is it just takes a lot of the buffer inventory out of the supply chain network. During normal times, you know, any inventory that's just sitting around that's not being used is a cost. It wasn't necessarily a bad thing to have a lean supply chain. What we have seen, you know, with the recent crisis, though, is when there is very little buffer inventory and there's shocks to the system, especially on the supply side, then you do run into shortages like we have seen with toilet paper.
I know so many people who are so confused as to why we are still out of their favorite brands of toilet paper.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a funny situation. Luckily, it's not maybe as serious as we're running out of food. You know, toilet paper is one of those items. It's actually not disrupted because it was produced overseas. Most of the toilet paper we use in the U.S. is produced right here. But it's a low margin type of commodity, very little variability in the demand. So there's very little extra capacity in that supply chain to begin with. Thus, you know, 2.5 months in, we're kind of still seeing major shortages.
We've always seen hoarding going on when hurricanes are arriving, snowstorms. So now are we going to see a different management technique going forward for inventories?
There'll always be major events that you kind of didn't see coming. They call those black swan events. So I think one thing we will probably see change out of this is more thought and discussion on the resiliency of a company's supply chains. Probably be playing more what-if analysis.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We look forward to continuing this conversation Monday, June the 8th at 3 p.m. on our Zoom conference.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Mark Ferguson is the Dewey H. Johnson Professor of Operations and Supply Chain in the Darla Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia. This is part 7 in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time. It's a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department. And once again, we will be following this conversation up with a live Zoom conference on Monday, June the 8th at 3 p.m. And you can find a link to more information posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.